A cold open, also called a teaser, is the technique of jumping directly into a story at the beginning or opening of the show, before the title sequence or opening credits or any explanatory information are shown.
The Lion King is Hamlet. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
My Own Private Idaho.
Is?
Henry the Fourth?
Which one's The Little Mermaid?
That's the Little Mermaid.
The Tempest.
That's not The Tempest.
It's just that one chapter of the Odyssey.
Where there's mermaids?
No, where there's a talking lobster.
I see you going home. You're trying to get to your wife. But you should come into the ocean and make a much better life.
Is that when they put the wax in their ears? So they don't have
yeah,
to
that's,
listen to
that's,
the...
So they don't have to listen to Sebastian.
That's the worst siren.
Right.
It's in the water.
Yeah, in the spirit of veracity, I'm
just it's in the water.
Putting wax in my ears right now.
Everyone wants this for their son or for their daughter.
This is much better.
Up in the sun, they slave away.
I can't hear
number
anything.
Two, they like to kill and eat us. And number three, we've got a band. Those are the reasons not to go up there. That's under weird. The water.
It's weird, I can't hear anything, but by lip reading I can tell he's going off key.
Yeah.
Even though their lifespan's longer, down here we float. Don't go up there, that's a bad idea. Stay under the water.
Their lifespan is not longer.
Lobsters,
humans versus fish?
Lobsters are biologically immortal.
Yeah, they never die.
Well,
they choose
right?
when they die.
What's that the title of? Lobsters Choose When They Die.
It's
Oh my god, I got it.
It's a vinyl record.
It's a... Alright, sorry. I know I'm interrupting you.
Please. What do you got?
No. I want a clean take.
No,
what do you got?
No,
what's
no.
so important?
Let's hear your
important
You were so
medium.
Excited to get it out. Let's
I know,
hear
I got a good one.
Let's hear it.
It's a biography of the final days of David Foster Wallace.
Uh-huh.
That is a good one.
Damn.
Well, appropriately dark.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Here is a footnote. My song was not long enough. I had a lot to say and I had to leave out some stuff.
Do you know about tennis? Here is something interesting. All the balls go left to right when you hit them on the backswing.
I went on a cruise, it was no fun. They would not pay for another one. So it's not a book, it's just a chapter, just look. Under the water.
Sebastian Foster Wallace.
The singing lobster.
Everything is water. We're back with part three of the best of. I'm here with Tim and Nick. You guys want to say sup?
Yeah, I do this time. Sup.
Nice. Sorry, I stepped on your sup. You want another one?
Sup.
Sorry.
Sup.
Four, five, six.
Sup.
Why? Sup. My favorite scene is the one that's coming up. This is from our Halloween episode with John and Laura. It was a theme episode. And we've had a lot of good character work on this show, but this stands out to me. It is a rare Jason character.
My nose hurts.
Tim, I'm sorry. Let's get some ice on that.
Tim, okay. here's a Kleenex.
Ice,
all right,
Tim,
you're going
to
be all right.
Ice, we're going to have to go to the freezer.
Tim,
okay.
Tim, what's in the freezer?
Are you sure you're okay to go to the freezer?
Yeah, the freezer's fine.
All right.
I'd like to cool down
let's walk to the freezer.
Night. Okay. Oh yeah, here
all right.
We are.
Tim, why don't you open it up for us?
Okay.
Tim.
Here we are.
My God. Oh my God.
Who put that body in there?
Holy shit.
Tim, do you have anything you want to tell us? Tim.
Cold. I think it might be still alive.
It twitched.
I saw it move.
Let's
wait.
Can you guys just. Just turn around for 1 second.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Tim.
Just turn around for 1 second.
It seems ill-advised, but yes, I'll do
okay.
it.
Okay, right.
Tim, why'd you put me in?
No more talking. Sleep. Shh.
Only sleep. Go to sleep.
Tim, is everything all right over there?
Yeah,
do you need
keep
help?
Avert your eyes. No, it's okay. Avert your eyes.
Sweet dreams now.
Tim, I'm feeling a strange
dreams.
Sticky liquid on the floor.
It's okay. It's just the maple syrup I was keeping in your freezer.
Why would you freeze that?
Okay, this is good. Let's close the freezer.
Did you get ice for your nose?
Yeah. Well, my hands are cold enough. I'll just hold my hands.
Tim, your hands are a little bloody. I'm
oh, that's not blood.
You.
That's chocolate syrup, like a psycho.
You said it was maple.
Maple, chocolate.
You're changing your
difference?
Story, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well,
hey.
Nick.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey,
to
Nick.
The
I just followed you guys
the
into the, into
thank
the kitchen.
Thank God you're still alive.
You didn't see anything. Until
ooh, is that chocolate syrup on your fingers?
Yes.
Lick it up.
Lick it up, baby. Lick it up.
Oh, it's like a salty sweet kind of thing you got going on.
I've got to
go back to the podcast.
It's bacon infused.
I'm not ready. I'm leaving this because I can't.
Oh, it's delicious. I'm going to look around in the fridge for more of that stuff.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you guys.
Yeah,
back
you
the
guys
podcast.
Go ahead. Go back to the podcast.
I can't handle this.
The person we're most afraid of? Still Tim.
Definitely still Tim.
We're all still here. We're really afraid of what he's going to do.
Oh, so I'm just going to open the fridge and...
Wait. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't open the fridge.
Why? I just like a nice cold beer.
Well, you should open the... I'll get it for you.
Oh, you'll give me a beer?
Yeah. Just stand... Oh, actually, could you look out the window for a second? Is it raining? Let me know if it's raining.
Is it raining? I'm going to check my app. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to check my app while facing you.
Okay. So while you're looking down at that... Okay.
Oh, I'm looking up. Hi. I just am trying to make as much eye contact with you as I can because I just don't want to be a rude guy who's just staring at his phone.
Okay, I'll just open the fridge and get a beer out. Here's a beer.
Holy shit.
Here you go.
Tim.
And I'll close it.
Tim.
What?
Tim.
Yeah.
Their fridge is disgusting.
I know. I don't live here. This is Jason's fridge.
They just really need to get someone to clean that
what?
Fridge.
Wait, hold on. Let me open this up. What are these stains here in the liner?
Wait, hold on.
Let me
open this up. What are those stains?
I don't know. And why are they like vaguely pelvic height?
Pelvic height?
The height of a normal sized man's pelvis.
That's how you measure things?
Well, that's where these stains are. You
at
can't
pelvic
see
height?
Them? Can't you just see them?
Well, they're a little higher than your pelvic height, which
well,
is why I'm wondering, why do you measure things by like other people's pelvic height?
Let me shut this fridge and let's open up the freezer. And there's my friend. That's my friend. Did you meet my friend? Intern Jimmy?
Hi.
I was gonna bring you guys waters.
So you're in the freezer.
Why'd you choke me, Tim?
You were being really loud. For an
oh,
intern.
Is he that guy who was being really loud?
Yes.
When we were
sorry,
all in the
I just,
kitchen?
I wanted to bring you water.
Well.
And I got excited.
Jimmy, we're recording. Is his name Jimmy?
Jimmy.
I don't give a
Jimmy.
Shit. You're an intern.
Get you water.
We're recording.
I just.
You, everything
Jimmy,
you're doing
I
now.
I think I'm getting too loud.
You're dirtying up the scene.
I don't think I get too loud.
Jimmy.
No, this
you're
is
getting
not too
loud.
Loud.
Make sure that
no,
water's cold.
No, this is not too loud.
Jimmy, oh, God.
Make sure
he's
that
water's
cold.
Those...
Listen, I just
Jimmy.
Hate the pressure.
Don't.
I just wanted to be the best intern I can be. You guys are making me feel
he's
so much
pressure. He's going to do his wailing thing again. He's going to do that ungodly wail.
Jimmy, sleep. This is the only way I can get
the neighbors are
going
to complain again.
No, it's okay.
This is why they got kicked out of this place.
Just sleep. Shh. Dreams. Okay, I'm going to shut the freezer now.
Why the fuck isn't Jason just going to, like, shell out for a paid employee?
I don't know. I guess he likes interns.
I'm just going to get out some butter from the butter dish to put in my beer.
That's a great idea. Here, I'll open the fridge.
I like butter and I like beer.
Butter beer, like Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Right. I get it. Here's the thing, Nick.
Yep.
I get you. I don't think anyone else in this... I'm whispering because they might hear us down the hall.
I know.
I don't think anyone else gets or appreciates you. But I just want you to know... I get you.
Thanks. And you know...
What?
If it ever comes down to the wire and it's really like an us versus them scenario...
Right.
I've got your back.
Great.
Because of the trust you just established with me just now.
I had a vision going into this podcast... That everyone was gonna die. So I'm glad that you're on my side. Hang out here. Make sure Jimmy stays in the fridge.
Oh, well, I was just gonna check this butter dish.
Yeah, just make sure the butter stays in there.
And who the fuck are you?
What?
Another intern?
And the butter dish demon.
Oh, butter dish demon.
What? I told him he's got it. Like, I would pay for the cleaning lady if they would just clean out.
Butter dish demon is knocking everything down.
Chaos reigns.
Butter dish demon?
You're a meow. I keep the butter dish clean. I destroy everything else.
We need to banish this butter dish
demon. Fuck your milk.
Oh, he's not the milk. I'm going to cry over this milk.
orange juice is for nerds.
Tim, the podcast is going too late.
Okay.
I'll clean this up.
Yeah,
you just go get back to the podcast.
Okay, good idea.
All right.
Hey, butter tissue.
Let me down.
Foley.
Goodbye, suckers. Foley.
There are people who come up and ask the extent to which some of this is written, which I always take as a great compliment.
Right.
There are people who think that we plan some of these things, which is awesome. So we did a live musical Christmas special. I think this one in particular, I have gotten that comment from. And people imagine this to have been planned to some extent. The extent to which this was planned is we had a script for the beginning, yep, introducing the 12 tasks of Christmas. We were doing a fake Christmas story based on the protagonist, Ted, completing 12 tasks of Christmas, each of which includes different Christmas archetypes and characters. And once we had read that script with Matt Tobin and Serena Berman, who, mm-hmm, we brought in, who are musicians and improvisers and amazing people, we just started live improvising music to fit all of them. And Matt Tobin and I passed back and forth piano duties, and everyone passed around singing duties and different characters. And we did one take for all of these. There was also no retakes, except for a few that got lost,
right,
for technical difficulties. All of our technical difficulty episodes have made it to the best of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But other than that, and those were also done differently the second time around, because,
right,
I was late in the show when that happened, and I was too drunk to provide the same piano part, even remotely close, twice in a row. And in one take, we did 12 songs, which is it's unrealistic,
yeah,
and insane.
It was pretty incredible in the moment, too. Was that the first day we started using whiteboards?
Mm-hmm.
So we had whiteboards, and since I am not a singer, I was kind of directing by whiteboard most of the time, writing suggestions down and holding them up.
Which goes directly to our first clip. The first song I want to include is one where a protagonist, Ted, sees his love.
Yeah.
Jayla. Who, as we set up in the intro, had been kidnapped by Hans Gruber from the Die Hard movies. And at some point in this, you will hear,
Tim wrote on one of the whiteboards a prompt, which, given how jokes tend to work on our show,
uh-huh,
I interpreted, when you put up Hans Solo, that was a character. That was a character that you wanted me to be. And kind of skipped past the other character.
Right.
Who would make a little more sense.
Of Hans Gruber.
So here's that song. Is there anything else we need? Like, I kind of forget. Oh, whatever. If you don't
get
doing
it. Don't end on the, so here's that song.
Right. So here's that song.
He runs to the apartment building where Jayla lives, kicks in the door, and proposes to Jayla. And let's do this. Yes. Very dramatic and operatic.
Jayla. Jennifer Lawrence or Jude Law, I'm talking about my love for you.
I don't know what to say.
Just say
I've never felt this way.
Just let it
I'll
out.
Never feel again. This
bad.
Is the most number of feelings felt in one night.
Can you describe the number, like one or two or more?
Before I felt maybe 10. This is a higher multiple of 10, like 100 or even 1,000.
I've only felt 7 feelings in my life.
I think that's a gender difference between.
I wanna be mine too.
Forevermore.
here to steal 1,000 feelings. I interpreted the cue cards right. I have a plan.
What is it?
The plan where I'm the man.
But no, we're in love.
The plan is not the plan you thought. The plan is that I'm super hot. The plan is that I'll win over your chilla. Seeks the part of the solo in this song. She should marry the man who's wrong. J-Love.
Oh my God, I'm experiencing things that are new. I thought I had feelings for you, but now I think I love Hans Solo Gruber.
No.
I've never felt this way. I said that before, but it's like a new day. I have feelings I can't explain. I am Jayla, or am I? I forgot my name, 'cause I'm so in love.
No. No. Well, this changes everything. Behind Chewbacca, be mine.
Ooh, you're soft.
All right, bit unexpected ending there, but we can work with it. We can work with it.
God damn it, that's delightful.
So one, Serena, while the rest of us are just fucking around, she comes in straight up singing it like it was written a century ago.
I know, she's phenomenal. And Matt Tobin is just a fucking genius at the piano. The thing that I heard that, or I called out that time, he sticks this Star Wars quote in his right hand, in octaves in his right hand. As soon as you come in as Han Solo, he's like, bum, 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 bam, bam. Snipes that shit out of nowhere and continues to play the song.
I never heard it.
These are my favorite things that we ever do.
Yeah.
In a very, very nerdy way. And I don't know the extent to which they translate or don't to what people want to listen to, and I kind of don't care. They're my single favorite thing to do. It's mostly improv music we do, I find a lot of joy in, but this specifically. So the next song I want to pull up. Is one that I think entirely Tobin and Serena do together. As long as we're big upping their genius.
Yeah.
This to me is the most polished song in the whole thing.
Was this the Rabbit Man ballad?
No, actually. Oh. Which is a good one. This is Ted and his mother arguing over if he can get his BB gun.
Yep. Of course. All right.
So with rage filling his heart, Ted runs off to show his mother that she was wrong, and that he can possess a Red Ryder BB gun.
No! My mother said no! She said no, you can't have the BB gun because you'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, son.
You'll shoot your eye out. No, Mom. I said no, Mom. I said no, Mom. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man and you've been dead for 20 years. You can't tell me what I buy for myself.
I may be dead, but I'll always be your mother.
I just used your inheritance to buy this copy of Elf.
That was a rainy day fund.
It never rains in Southern California.
I never liked that you moved there.
Well, I wouldn't have moved there if you hadn't died. Sorry, this isn't the point. This always happens, Mother. Even though you've been dead for so long, I always am thinking about what I want, and then it becomes about you. Go away!
Oh, Teddy, you can't even finish a song without talking back to me.
You know, I didn't even have to do this, but... I am going to buy a Red River BB gun.
It's your eyes' funeral.
I wear glasses!
I'll be fine.
That's why none of the girls in middle school liked you.
They didn't like me because of those stupid red sweatpants you made me wear every day. I told you the cool kids were wearing jeans.
Your Aunt Tanya sewed those for you. You're so ungrateful.
Aunt Tanya lives in a home.
Sewing is part of her therapy program, and you know that.
They made me look so much fatter than I already was. Again, I'm just thinking about the kind of recreational... toy ammunition products that I want to buy, and all you do is you just know what you I'm going to Toys R Us. I don't know where that is. I mean, I'm going to get on Amazon. I should probably do one of those click-through banners so that I can give one of my favorite podcasts more money. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to buy with the compass in the stock. Buy my favorite kind of gun.
With what money? You have a terrible job.
Little did you know, Mother, because you were dead. I didn't buy you the coffin. I said I would.
Teddy, what will the neighbors say?
They're dead, too. Everyone's dead, Mother.
You're saying this just to hurt me. I always liked your sister better than you.
I don't even have a sister. Why would you say that? I just want a BB gun. That's all that I ever wanted. It'll make me so happy this Christmas.
You'll never find happiness until you lose at least 15 pounds, Teddy.
Please, let me shoot my dead mother. Metaphorically. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
I love you, Teddy.
Matt Tobin told us after we recorded that the red sweatpants pull, true to real life. Wow. And I remember that. I went to elementary school with this fellow, and he wore red sweatpants half the week. And so, in that moment of sheer terror, where you, being Matthew Tobin, are playing the piano and trying to figure out where the song goes, you pull from deep in your soul this moment of anxiety and pain, this traumatic incident of your red sweatpants, and it saves the song.
And you make goddamn art.
Yeah. Speaking of art, the next clip we have from this
is
the song you guys thought was the perfect one. So maybe they're both perfect.
Yeah.
I'm playing the piano, Matt and Serena are doing the singing.
Right.
And it's about the Ovaltine rabbit.
Yep.
And the rabbit said to him,
I wanna be a real doll. I wanna wear real clothes. I wanna have a real
I didn't think that rabbits had toes. I only knew about their ears and their nose. I remember I used to have a rabbit like this. I got it from my dad. Oh, yeah. But that rabbit wasn't real.
And if I was a real doll,
it's talking to me.
We could reminisce about your dad and all.
I do miss him.
We could talk all night and we could watch
favorite Christmas tradition.
I wanna be a real doll, of course.
Well, I just have to ask then. I mean, how do I make you a real doll this Christmas?
Well, first you have to kiss me on the mouth.
But you're such a small doll, I'll be kissing your whole face.
I can take it, I've always wanted to be kissed on my whole dang face.
To be honest, I don't recall ordering this particular object. I went on, I clicked Red Ryder BB gun with the carbine action and the compass and the stock and the thing about the 200, but I don't remember what that is right now, but that's not important. I don't remember.
I snuck into your basket 'cause I thought you were cute. I've always wanted to be kissed and made a real doll.
A real doll? On Christmas? Well,
it will be a Christmas miracle, Ted.
But
so close I can smell your cologne.
You can't tell Jayla about this.
Jayla can never become come between you and me.
And with that kiss, the Ovaltine rabbit became a real doll and grew a real body. And they had many adventures that night. Adventures that the New York Board of Public Performance has not allowed us to show you here tonight. And with...
I fucked a toy rabbit.
That was a great song. And the song that comes after this is really great, too. The one with Maury, the mother of God.
Right. Yeah, okay. And so that's the last clip I want to pull from this episode, because I also love that one. And there's a moment that really tickles my fancy of music improv where Tarina?
That's Jesus Christ. Matt Tobin and you know, Serena Berman as one person, Tarina.
We've been doing these best ofs for a long time.
Yeah. I feel like we've been really, in this room for a very long time.
I'm burned out a little bit. I just want you to listen to this show and like it. Please.
So, please like our show.
I'll talk.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I need a place to lay the egg inside me.
I have a nest just for this purpose.
I have a son inside me.
I am that son inside you.
I'll save that son inside you.
I think my son is God.
And God is love.
And my non-existent sister.
I think my son is God.
Your son is God because he knows about the rabbit.
The rabbit is love. And God is love. And God is love. And love is here.
I think my son is God.
I will save your son. Merry Christmas.
I think my son is...
in here, Maury.
God.
I think I set up that song in narration just really, really wanting to hear Jesus say, "It's okay, you fucked a rabbit." A toy rabbit.
And you got your wish.
You did.
Yeah.
Because the rabbit is love and God is love.
The rabbit is love, God is love, the son is inside God.
Yeah.
It's something.
There's some real religious existentialism in there.
There really is.
I think we redefine the Trinity.
Yeah. So it's God, the rabbit.
The rabbit.
And love.
And love.
The Holy Trinity. Because the rabbit is love and God is love. By transitive property of Holy Trinity.
God is a rabbit.
God is a rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, this was delightful. Thanks, guys, for coming in and recording the best of. Thanks for coming in for a year.
Have we been recording this?
Yeah, we did 25 episodes last season in maybe a half a year. It was kind of insane.
Damn.
This year, we're going to every other week for our sanity. But it's going to be great. I don't know. Just thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming in. This is super fun. Thank you, whoever has gotten this far and listened. I don't know. It doesn't speak well of you, but I like you.
I think it says volumes about the character of person.
See you next week for season 3!
Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.